Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, fresh off a victory at South Carolina 17-6 on Saturday. Coach, welcome to the program, and first of all, just congratulations on a big win for your guys.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It was good, and it was fun, but we're back to business.
Well, I kind of slipped in the corner of the locker room to hear your post-game speech after the game Saturday, and I thought it was really cool that the guys gave you the game ball for that one.
Yeah, that was nice. Being in my hometown, they always know it's a little bit special for me. I try not to make it anything. I just like to see family and friends when I get down there. It's nothing I have against USC or anything, but it was fun.
Well, you would have liked to hang around and go to the fair or something after that game, wouldn't you?
I went to the fair for many, many years. I had a big time over there. Just didn't seem as big as I looked at it out of the bus as it used to be when I was a kid.
Bobby, had you asked Kevin, would have brought you over a corn dog or maybe a funnel cake.
You could ask some of those fans that left early. They could have brought you something after the game.
Corn dogs are good over there. The French fries with vinegar on them are really good, too.
Bobby, one of the things that you wanted to do when you came to Vanderbilt was change the culture. And, you played this scene before where your team was ahead at halftime. And one of the things I know you said after the game was that a lot of people might have thought that, this was going to be typical Vanderbilt, lead for 30 minutes but come out on the short end, but you never thought so. And what do you think that said about your team, that they were able to really, for the most part, put South Carolina away in the final two quarters?
Well, first of all, people got to realize our guys work really hard, and they've been trying, for a long time now to win games, and they don't want to lose. And a lot of times people just think that we have an indifferent attitude about it and come out in the second half and just feel like, well, hey, we don't care if we win or not. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Our guys want to win. They work hard to try to do it, and we just felt like if we keep battling and keep getting better, we're going to have chances to win games like these.
Talk about what Bruce Fowler was able to do from a defensive perspective. His plan obviously worked. His zone blitzing really seemed to confuse their two quarterbacks, led to a ton of sacks. But just talk about that defensive game plan and what you thought worked.
Well, it was very aggressive, and I thought Bruce and the staff did a fantastic job of taking care of all the sets and the matchups that Coach Spurrier can give you, and that's quite a duty to get done during the week. So, it was fantastic. But those zone dogs don't work unless you're getting off blocks. They can keep enough people in there to pick you up, and then if you do that, they got a great chance of completing passes. But our guys just got off blocks and knew some great technique and got back there and had seven sacks and three interceptions. And, that's how you want to do it on defense.
And one of the plays that amazed me was when it was like the middle of the line just completely opened up and Ryan Hamilton ran untouched to the quarterback for the sack. I mean, that was an incredible play.
It was, and, that was a good design. I think Coach Fowler knew what the protection was going to be right there and called the right play, and Ryan did a good job of executing it.
DJ Moore continues to impress, whether it's on defense with a couple picks Saturday, got a couple of touches on offense, and did the job in the kicking game as well. And you got to just continue to be impressed with how that young man's playing this season.
Well, we really are, and we're not too surprised. He's just a really good football player and somehow finds a way to be around the ball. I think it was a great opening statement. When we got the kickoff, he returned it to the 40. And gave us great field position, even though we didn't score. We put them in bad field position, and he can get us started. And sometimes when we're not doing so well, he sort of jump starts us and gets us going.
In the second half, I know you didn't put any points on the board. You would have liked to have had another touchdown or two, or even a field goal. But I thought Mackenzie Adams did a good job of just getting, picking up a third down when you needed one, and you were keeping the chains moving or keeping the clock rolling. There was one play where he ran to the sideline and kind of knew when to slide to keep the clock going instead of going out of bounds.
Yeah, he did a very good job, especially in the fourth quarter. I think we had it for 10 minutes in the fourth quarter, and probably had had a couple opportunities to score. We threw we had a fumble on about the 30-yard line where we were having a good drive and moving the football. Another time we threw an interception down to Earl, and it was just a tough game, and not a lot of scoring going on. And if we didn't score, it's a good thing they didn't score in the second half.
It's one thing to tell them, Bobby, but now your team knows they can win games like these. How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. You got to have confidence. And, you know, we planned to win the game when we went down there, and if we hadn't planned to do that, we certainly wouldn't have done it. And, you know, you just don't, you know, luck into those kind of games. You got to work at it and believe the plan and believe in your abilities and, you know, just get out there and play the game.
Another dividend to winning this type of game, you looked at all the network highlight shows. You know, Vanderbilt, if it wasn't the top story, it was one of the top two stories. You got a lot of kids out there you're trying to recruit, a lot of kids that might be on the fence with Vanderbilt and maybe another school in the SEC or another school of similar strength. That couldn't hurt you.
Oh, it's a big help, no doubt about it. You know, you get that kind of exposure, and especially positive exposure. You know, it's got to help your recruiting, and hopefully it shows guys that you can come here and get a fantastic education and still win in the SEC.
And, Bobby, you got Miami of Ohio coming up this week, and one of the things that you made clear to your team after the game was that they're going to come into Vanderbilt kind of with the same attitude that you guys went into Columbia with, is that you know, you're going to go in there and try to win the ball game, so you get them back to earth after the game against South Carolina and ready to go for this weekend.
Exactly, and we had a good Sunday practice. I think our guys were refocusing to Miami, and we exposed them to their schemes and what they're going to do, and hopefully we can concentrate on that. Our guys have been pretty good about that. Miami, you know, a great tradition, you know, just a team that plays smart. You know, I look at them and say, heck, you know, those guys over the years have won some fantastic games by just playing great fundamental football, and, you know, we got to overcome that.
Hey, Bobby, again, congratulations, and thanks for your time this morning.
Sure thing. Thanks, guys.
All right. Congrats, Bob.